Welcome to Maximal Being,
a podcast devoted to ditching fad diets and using real science to get you healthy and feeling great.
I'm Doc Mock, a GI and functional medicine doctor who harnesses the power of gut health to get you achieving your goals.
And I'm Jackie P, a well-informed layman who challenges the experts and asks the questions that you want.
Don't forget to hit the subscribe button or leave a comment.
And now, on to the show.
What's going on, Maximal Beings? Doc Mock here with MaximalBeing.com. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button, leave us a comment. It does help us to get the word out. If you have any questions, you can email us at team@MaximalBeing.com. Enjoy the episode.
You know, it's as with every answer comes more questions, Martha. I'm afraid we might not have enough time for my questions. So I'm going to keep rolling here. But so you discovered this link, right, with the microbiome and neurodegenerative disease. So can you explain a bit about just, you know, where we're on the spectrum from, protection against it, right? So for instance, maintain a healthy microbiome, right? Lifestyle, you know, probiotics and postbiotics, like, are we at a place where you've seen data helping it maybe, I guess, prolong the onset of the symptoms? Or is it just more, are we more in just now we're in the detection phase? You know, where will we be? Where are we currently, I guess, the research, I suppose?
Yeah, well, there's research and there's taking action. So, I'm doing research because, you know, I want what I do to be backed up by, scientific research. But at the same time, time is not my friend. My husband has Parkinson's, trying to help him. I went to a Parkinson's conference in 2016 with my husband in Portland, Oregon. And at the time, you know, he's had some ups and downs over the years, and he was having a down at that time and was having trouble with gait freezing and difficulty navigating crowds. And at that conference, there were some researchers from Israel who were presenting data that showed that the sugar alcohol mannitol could stop the aggregation of the proteins. And I was like, wow. And they showed in the animal model, not only did it stop the aggregation of the proteins, but they also showed that it pulled them out of the brain and removed them. So I came back and started studying. I got this little book on mannitol chemistry, and I'm like, wow, this is like one of the most amazing molecules I've ever seen. And the first chapter in the book was basically microbes that make mannitol. So there's a few microbes that make mannitol. The rest of them use it as a carbon food source. And so I started looking at that and talking to a friend of mine who had spent 20 years in the probiotics industry. And I said, like, could we make a formula that would basically put back mannitol production in the gut? And these bacteria do that by converting glucose and fructose into mannitol. So Steve was able to help me. We called around and got samples and made this little prototype batch of probiotics and gave it to my husband. And within 30 days, he was not walking with a cane anymore. And we were measuring his microbiome and seeing that it was moving back to the healthy human microbiome profile. We kept measuring for about 120 days in that process. And then we did some other stuff after that, but there's something called the UPDR score, which is how they measure how far advanced your Parkinson's is. And in 2017, his UPDR score was a 35. The higher it is, the more advanced. And after a year on the probiotic, it had dropped to a 20, and it stayed at a 20 for 4 years. It was very stable until he had COVID at the end of 2021. Right. And so then we, you know, started the process over of rebuilding. But some interesting things. So people who did not do as well with COVID were people who had low bifidobacteria. And in our Parkinson's data, they also had low bifidobacteria. So we maybe had given him some kind of a backup with this antibiotic, but you know, when he got COVID, he still didn't have enough to do what he needed to do to not have some longer term damage from that.
And Jackie, and I know we're up against a break.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go take it away, Bob.
Sorry, I interrupted you again. But COVID has so many deleterious effects on the gut microbiome itself and the intestinal barrier. And this is beyond the scope of, I think, what we have time to talk about. But, you know, it's like a two hit. So not only does it alter the composition of your gut, but there are direct components to that viral structure that poke holes in our gut and intestinal barrier. And so very common. And the first patient I ever saw with COVID before we even had testing, that person and about 60% of patients do have a diarrheal prodrome to the upper respiratory tract infection. Back to you, Jackie P.
And can I add before we go to break, I remember something about bifidobacteria and I'm very proud of myself. Bifidobacteria, where when we're born, you have a lot of it in your tummy. And there was a correlation, correct me if I'm wrong, Doc Mock, with folks. That's why like young kids didn't have it as much because they had high bifidobacteria in their gut. Something along those lines. But yeah. I remember bifidobacteria and I feel very proud of myself that I remember it. But
yeah, bifidobacterium is overall a good guy. It's overall a good guy.
Bifido, thank you. All right, so
save Biff.
Biff, yes. Yeah. Thanks, Biff.
Yeah.
We are so late for a break. So we'll be back in just a second, folks. Do not go anywhere because I've got some questions. And I think we'll squeeze in a shammogram.
Are you a healthcare practitioner searching for a comprehensive solution to streamline your patient referrals and improve collaboration with other practitioners? Look no further than Rupa Health, the ultimate platform for integrative and functional medicine practitioners. As a healthcare practitioner, I've struggled with the traditional referral process for labs. It's time-consuming, inefficient, and often lacks the necessary communication between providers and patients. But ever since I started using Rupa Health, everything has changed. That's right, Rupa Health is revolutionizing the way that practitioners connect and order lab work with their patients. Their advanced platform allows you to effortlessly send and receive patient lab referrals and secure their information, sending them the kits directly. This makes the communication directly with other patients and practitioners easy to take care of. I can't stress enough how much time and energy Rupa Health has saved me. With just a few clicks, I can easily order lab work and track their progress, and then I receive the results directly into my inbox, which I can send to the patients automatically with recommendations. Absolutely, Rupa Health's extensive network of lab testing and curated, integrated, and functional medicine testing allows practitioners to receive the highest quality of care and dedicate their practice to a patient-centered, holistic approach, which aligns perfectly with the values of healthcare in a functional medicine practice. Plus, Rupa Health provides you with excellent customer support. Their team is responsive, knowledgeable, and always helps with assistance in billing questions and how kits are shipped to your patients. They are dedicated to helping practitioners like us provide the best possible care for our patients. And if you're a patient listening, it allows you to seamlessly order your lab testing and receive all of the necessary information. Rupa Health has been a game changer for my practice, and as you know, it will be for yours too. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to save on lab testing by heading to labs.rupahealth, that's rupahealth.com/store/storefront_V as in victory, G as in grape, X00400. That's labs.rupahealth.com/store/storefront_V as in victory, G as in grape, X0040. I'll see you later, Maximal Beings.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. I hope you missed us because we missed you. We are talking with Martha Carlin, and we've been talking about the microbiome and the connection from our microbiome, which also isn't only in your tummy, and neurodegenerative diseases. I always got to like stop and think about it before I say that. So Martha, I've got some questions. I'm going to hit you with the three questions, and then we're going to try to squeeze one or two shammograms. All right. So always layups, right? So what is your favorite exercise?
My favorite exercise, it really is walking. I live on a farm and I love walking around the farm and just being in nature. And in when we lived in Colorado, hiking in the mountains. So just that combining the exercise with the outdoors.
And fresh air, and studies show just being out in nature lowers your cortisol, puts you in a better mood. So I'm all for it. My wife and my family, we were in Poconos over President Day weekend, and I felt outdoorsy, you know, just breathing in that non-Philadelphia smog was nice for a couple of days.
and walking is directly correlated to longevity, lower risk of cardiovascular disease, lower risk of cancer, lower risk of basically every health condition. The more you move, the better.
A body in motion stays in motion. Simple physics. Awesome.
Yes, sir.
And I have a feel like I feel like I may know the theme of this answer, but what is your favorite health book and why?
Ooh, gosh. Actually, I have this little book. It's called The Life Bridge, The Way to Longevity with Probiotic Nutrients. And it really tells the story of how microbes do all these incredible functions for us of making nutrition bioavailable.
Awesome. Cool. Nice. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And actually this is going to be a two-parter question. So I'll circle back after I get this answer, but what is the craziest diet you've been on or heard of?
Well, I might give you a two-part answer. So, the craziest diet I think I've heard of was when we were collecting the stool samples and we got this stool sample that was white and the person had nothing but milk for like over a month. So that was kind of a shocker. And then for me, I don't normally diet, but, I actually started looking at the work of this guy named August Dunning, who he's a physicist at Caltech, but he has a book about dry fasting. And so I actually did a 4-day dry fast. So no food, no water, you know, and that people say, oh, like you can't, you know, you'll die after 3 days. Well, it's really not true. And I could have gone longer, but I was getting ready to travel. And so I'm going to try that again, I think, because I just felt incredible after I did it.
Oh, interesting. I don't think I've ever heard of the dry fast. That's new to me. And I'm a big fasting. I'm a fan of the fast. So that's interesting. I'll take a look into that. And you kind of answered my second question was, you know, what type of data typically do you also get when you get the fecal samples, you know, if it's just like demographic data? I'm assuming there's some sort of things, but diet, I guess, would be also an important data point, right?
Yes. So we had a dietary questionnaire. We asked about supplements and medications that people were taking, general life history, lifestyle. And I also think I had this idea. I haven't done it yet. I haven't had the money to do it, but to make this kind of one page diagram of your life story. And I tell people just to draw a picture, like how were you born? What are the stressors? Like all of these things, because as I started to read people's questionnaires and stuff, I'm like, you could put this visually on a piece of paper, and then it would be so much easier for a doctor to be able to know your story, and your story informs your internal ecosystem and really what's going on with your health.
Yeah, we do that in functional and integrative medicine. We put things on this timeline, and it's exactly that. We talk about the things leading up to the traumas that they've gone through, you know, big life events, and people can really pick out those major events pretty well.
Okay, nice. So I've got some shammograms lined up. We've got some time. I really want to get through some. And I'll be honest, the few that we have here, I try to see if we can steer them towards what the, you know, it's, you know, timely for our topic. So I could be wrong, because we don't know what these contain. So I'm gonna give you three options. All right. And you let me know which one you want to dig into. So we've got 48-hour water fast, only because we just talked about fasting. The other is food quality. And then the third is just says beef, salt, and water. What do you think, Martha? Dealer's choice.
I like all of those. So you guys pick.
Let's go with beef, salt, and water. I think we have 10 minutes, so I think maybe we can squeeze all three in. All right, so let me see. All right, so I forgot. I've got to share the whole screen. There's a whole situation here. I always forget. Boop. All right. All right, so Jordan Peterson. Okay, we'll see. All right.
No, I eat beef and salt and water. That's it. And I never cheat. Ever. Not even a little bit.
No. Nothing. Soda, no wine.
I drink club soda.
Well, that's still water.
Well, you know, when you're down to that level. No, it's not. So look, Joe, there's club soda, which is really bubbly. Mm-hmm. There's Perrier, which is sort of bubbly. There's flat water and there's hot water. Well, so those distinctions start to become important.
That is crazy. Yeah. Well, we ate last night and I ate what you ate. We both had that giant tomahawk.
Yeah.
I had wine, though.
Yeah.
I'm curious about this. I'm very curious. And
yeah,
I think
I might
try it. But I eat a lot of vegetables.
Yeah.
But I don't have any problems, like health problems.
Hey, man, like I'm not... disclaimer number two. I am not recommending this to anyone.
Oh, there it goes.
However, I have had many, many people come up to me on the tour and say, look, I've been following your daughter's blog, and I've lost like 100 pounds.
So it's a weight loss tool, I think, essentially, is what he's selling it as.
I'm assuming. So I don't know what that even, I guess beef, salt, and water. So he's only eating steaks and chops. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if there's anything to take away from that.
Yeah, I mean, Martha, I don't know how you feel. It's not like he's saying like everybody should do this, right? He's saying it worked for me, which I've had patients that the only thing that helps their gut symptoms improve is a carnivore diet. Like very minimal vegetable intake. And it's because of we've analyzed their microbiomes and we've determined that a lot of the composition is more meat loving bacteria. And they've done well, but they're the minority of people. Do you have thoughts about this, Martha?
Well, it's interesting. So I'm also part of a keto group, but I do like keto flexing, but that's would be considered a very strict level 4 carnivore. And it can be very anti-inflammatory, but you've got to be able to be adapted, fat adapted, and able to use and produce energy. But I actually saw an interview recently with a woman. They showed Dave Barry showed a picture of her 20 years ago. She was morbidly obese, all kinds of health problems, and she moved to a strict carnivore diet. And she says that's all she's eaten for the last 20 years. And I mean, she looked phenomenal, not even like the same person. So I'm not recommending that for people, but I do think it can be unexpectedly beneficial. And I actually know somebody who's coming out with some data on the microbiome who did 90 days of carnivore and was told he did a test beforehand and they're like, you know, don't eat red meat, don't eat all this. And then he did 90 days of carnivore and actually his microbiome improved. A number of the keystone species came back. So there's probably more to this than meets the eye.
And I have two other things to add, Jackie, if that's okay. The one thing I'll say is that, you know, to eat only meat, that meat does have to have fat content. Otherwise you'll go into something called rabbit starvation, like rabbit, like the animal. And that's where you dysregulate your biochemical pathways due to lack of other fuel sources. You cannot just turn amino acids into all fuel sources for all biochemical pathways. And people can really get sick from that. So you need to make sure that if you are doing something carnivore, that you're either having plants or you're having some sort of fat. So you're either having some carb or some fat. And then the other thing, Martha, I don't know if this popped into your brain, is the link of TMAO. So trimethylamine oxidase, yep. which is primarily generated when we eat animal products, and it interacts with our microbiome, and there's a link of causing plaques in our arteries and that compound in the microbiome. You have thoughts about that?
I think I don't remember the paper, but I was reading something recently. If you have certain bacteria, that TMAO is converted into something else that's beneficial. But if you don't have those bacteria, then that's when you get these kind of deleterious effects. So, you know, it's something you definitely need to know what you're doing, and not just, you know, turn around and I'm going to start eating steak all day tomorrow. And the other thing I would say is you really need to have quality meat. It needs to be good quality grass-fed meat if you're going to do something like that, not, yeah, you know, $2.99 a pound at the, you know, that came out of the feedlot.
It also sounds really expensive. You know, the cost of beef is so high. Like, how does he afford that?
It's my understanding that you're really not that hungry. So you probably do more like an OMAD, which is one meal a day, and you're totally satisfied and you're just hungry.
I don't think you've seen me eat though, Martha.
Martha, if you see Doc Mock's calf muscles, that thing requires calories to be maintained. He's got some watermelons.
At least one steak per leg. So
yeah.
Are you looking for high-quality, evidence-based supplements to support your functional medicine practice? Look no further than Fullscript, the leading platform for healthcare practitioners to prescribe and order professional-grade supplements. As a functional medicine and gastroenterology doctor, I trust Fullscript to provide me with a wide range of high-quality supplements that meet specific needs of my patients. Their extensive product catalog includes trusted brands, ensuring that I have access to the best options for my patients' health. That's right, Fullscript offers a comprehensive selection of supplements, including vitamins, minerals, botanicals, and specialty formulations, all sourced from reputable manufacturers. Plus, their rigorous quality control ensures that you're getting products that meet the highest quality standards of purity and potency. And what I love most about Fullscript is the convenience it offers. With their user-friendly online platform, I can easily browse, prescribe, and manage supplement protocols for my patients. It saves me valuable time and streamlines the ordering process. Absolutely, Fullscript makes it easy to create customized protocols for your patients and track their progress. Plus, they handle all the logistics from inventory management to shipping, so you can focus on what matters most, providing excellent care to your patients. So if you're ready to take your functional medicine practice or wellness to the next level, visit us.fullscript.com/welcome/maximalbeing. That's us.fullscript.com/welcome/maximalbeing to receive your 15% discount on customized supplements and check Maximal Being standardized protocols for gut health. Fullscript has been a game changer for my practice, and I know it will be for yours. Don't miss out on this incredible resource for functional medicine practitioners and patients alike today.
We're almost out of shot clock here, so we got to do one or the other. So we got 48-hour water fast, or
let's do that.
Okay, let's go for it. All right, so let's do this again. All right, here we go.
The best way to give yourself growth hormone is do one fast. Do you know how much growth hormone costs? A small 0.1 injection is about $400. 0.1. A 2-day fast produced a 2,000% increase in your growth hormone production in a man and 1,300 in a woman. Now, why would I want growth hormone? Because growth hormone is the hormone that keeps you young. It's the growth hormone that makes your skin better, that replaces the dead parts better, and your muscles grow. So your muscles actually grow. So you do 10 reps, you're gonna put on more muscle than if your growth hormone is low.
This is a return to Shammergram by this cardiologist.
He is, we've seen him before because he's in his little Florida scrubs. I do have to comment on the random guy in the corner. If you're watching this on YouTube, I don't know, this has become a trend, people just nodding along to the video and not adding anything to it. It's for some reason, it always triggers me. I'm like, why are you nodding along? Just repost it and say, hey, this is good information. I don't need to see.
But anyway, 1,100 comments, though.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you know. So, I mean, I don't know. Doc, what do you got?
I do think fasting is a beneficial thing for the reasons that we've already talked about and we've talked about previously. I think that what he said in this particular Shammergram was okay. I have not liked some of the other things that he said in his presentation, yeah. So I'm a little colored by that bias. So maybe Martha's a better person to comment.
Well, I have a question, because he talked about it like building up muscle mass and growth hormone. And typically, like, fasting kicks off autophagy, which is a breakdown.
Yeah.
So true. I was kind of trying to figure out that connection, but, you know, maybe because he's talking about 2 days, you don't really kick off autophagy until day 3 of a fast. So
yeah,
do in those first several days. And it didn't really say water fast in there. I didn't hear him say water. So no. I do think there are definitely differences between a water fast and a dry fast.
Do you think he talked about insulin? I think he meant insulin-like growth factors, which are somewhat upregulated during fasting states. Maybe that's what he meant. I know this guy, and I just know his
overreach.
I just know that he doesn't always connect the dots. So
He has a track record here at Shammergram, and also
not hating on him. But. The root of the message is good. Yes, take a break from eating sometimes.
Yeah. And also, let's talk about autophagy a little bit. I'm going to wave the flag just again. There might be some first-time listeners learning about fasting and might be curious about it. You know, if you can, Martha, maybe break down, you know, pretty quickly for a layman, you know, like what is that autophagy that starts off in that day 3 during a fast?
So that's... The term means self-eating, and it's essentially a process in the body. When you stop putting fuel in, your body will start to seek out damaged cells, basically, and eat them up and recycle them down into, you know, basically the essential amino acids that they can then be made into other things. And so it's a cleanup process. That's really one of the most beneficial things about fasting, is you're cleaning up all these damaged proteins and cells and things like that. And that's what it is.
Nice. Okay. You know, I gotta say, Martha, you have really brought the heat with the microbiome talk. We really appreciate you coming and sharing your knowledge. You know, of course, we're running out of time, and I wish we could, of course, always talk longer, and always happy to have you back, because there's so much more to talk about, right? We've only really kind of scratched the surface of the iceberg. But, you know, one thing we haven't talked about, and maybe this could be like our last piece, is really more of the qualitative nature of the diagnosis. And I don't know, there might be someone out there who has dealing with a loved one who has a recent diagnosis or has been diagnosed themselves, and, you know, and no pressure, but is there anything that you would like to say to those folks that might be starting that journey? And, you know, any just kind of words you would have for them?
Sure. I mean, one of the things I really have devoted myself to is giving people hope that there are actions they can take. They don't just have to take the diagnosis and go sit on the couch and wait to die. There are lots of proactive things that they can do in changing their lifestyle that will change the trajectory of the disease and give them a better quality of life along the way. And a lot of that does have to do with looking at the food that you're eating, getting up, moving, exercising. You know, motion and staying in motion is so important in neurological disease and exercise. Actually, my husband was involved with Jay Alberts from the Cleveland Clinic in getting cycling programs all across the country, because they have actually shown that riding a stationary bike three times a week for an hour at a specific cadence will lower your symptoms by 35%. So there's all kinds of things you can do. And I actually have a personal blog called Martha's Quest, where I write about alternative therapies and diet and just the microbiome research to give people tips or books or other doctors they might want to look at, their material on YouTube, and learn more about taking back their own health into their own control as much as they can.
Arthur, are there any other ways that people can reach out to you? If they want to send you their stool, how can they do that?
Well, we actually don't take stools anymore. So we stopped doing that during COVID, but there are some great companies that do that. Microbiome Labs has a test, and Genova, you know, some of the, through a functional doctor, or there's one called Nirvana Biome that you can just order through the mail. So unfortunately, we're not collecting the goods anymore.
Arthur, this has been an enlightening conversation. I hope that people out there now better understand the link between the brain and the gut. For those of you that haven't done so already, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Leave us a comment. It really does help us to get the word out. If you want to reach out to us or any one of our wonderful guests, shoot us an email at team@maximalbeing.com. Also, if you want to take our gut health course, it launched. I'm getting some great comments from people, healthcare providers and non-healthcare providers, about that material. So head to maximalbeing.com and sign up for that. And as always, I'm Doc Mock, and I'm here with Jackie P and Martha Carlin, and we are here to maximize your health.
The content included is not intended to be used as medical advice, and viewers should consult their physician or healthcare provider should they have additional questions. The viewers should not rely on information contained in these presentations for immediate or urgent medical needs. Additionally, if you think you have a medical emergency, call your physician or go to the emergency department or call 911 immediately. Never disregard professional medical advice or rely on seeking medical care or delay medical care due to information contained in this presentation. What's going on, Maximal Beings? Doc Mock here. If you haven't done so already, leave us a comment and hit the subscribe button. Let your friends and family know. That way we can get the word out and continue to bash the bro science.